CliffCentral.com.
One thing for the week is we just take a couple of minutes this time of the morning on a Tuesday to just find one thing that we can all start doing or stop doing in our lives that'll hopefully make it a little bit better. And this morning's one, I discovered that apparently the UN, that's the United Nations, every year they choose someone at random to deliver a speech to the UN. And even in pandemic years, they'll do it, you know, over the internet, like we're doing the show this morning. But the UN is basically going around looking for people. And if you submit your speech to them, and let's say it's about, I don't know, it could be about a big global issue, or it could be about something small in your country or in your city or whatever it might be. But they are always looking to have random people make speeches to the General Assembly, believe it or not. So every year they choose someone. And you can write a speech this morning, and you can actually write it as if you could deliver it to the UN. And you never know. You can actually submit it to them, and they may actually call on you to deliver a speech to all the world's most powerful leaders. Now, imagine that. I mean, maybe you've got an area that you are particularly passionate about. Maybe there's something in the world that you are motivated to discuss. Write a little five-minute speech this morning. If the UN phoned you up tomorrow and said, we need you to address the world, what would you tell the world? And you can do this.
Wow.
And if you actually go to the UN's website, you'll find links to where you can submit it. But I think all of us should do this as a fun exercise this morning. You know, a five-minute speech isn't that long. And if you just write down some bullet points of what kinds of things you would discuss, just have it in your head. Think of yourself as being worthy of addressing the world. And watch what happens. Because the moment you actually write down a few of the things that you care about and you put them out into the universe, it's just incredible how your whole idea of what your place in the world is improves. And if you can picture yourself standing in front of the whole UN General Assembly, all the leaders of the world, and telling them about something that you care about enormously, your whole, you know, idea of yourself, your whole self-image is going to be massively and markedly improved, even if you just picture it, let alone do it. And it might really happen if you write that speech. So today, draft a speech to the UN. It doesn't have to be perfect, but just start working on it, because you never know. Someone
very
writes.
Cool.
Yeah,
wow.
Someone, remember, you used to do this for school.
Well,
you'd have to make a speech about something. You'd have to do a little draft of some issue. Now it could come true.
Here's a funny update on last week's one thing for the week. So the thing for the week last week was to
choose a weapon.
Choose your weapon, or rather how to protect yourself, learn how to protect yourself. And I've been talking about it for such a long time. I've been thinking about it. So I just jumped and I've signed up for boxing now.
Wow.
You know.
Great.
Look at this.
My fists are going to be my way of protecting myself. And I was so excited about it. I went and I did a little tour of the place and what will go into a class.
Good.
And then I call my mother, like, Mom, I'm so excited. Signed up for boxing. I said, woo. Then they're going to knock you out. I'm like, thanks. That is my faith flushed down the toilet. Like, no, I can do it. You know, I can. She goes, when they're going to knock you out.
Ye of little faith. Yeah, don't worry. But I mean, you've got to trust your mother to tell you, you know, her version of the truth. I won't say the universal truth. Her version.
She knows.
Yeah.
She knows, though. I told them very, like, clearly. I still need to know where my hand is going versus where my eyesight is. My hand-eye coordination is still a thing. So I'm very happy with a punching bag for the first few weeks.
But it's also a great way to get fit. So, you know, we know Sia's diet consists of, like, fast food and very little that's good for you. So this is also a great way, Sia, when eventually you are old like me and your metabolism no longer lives up to your expectations, you won't be fat because you'll have been boxing for years by then. See?
I'm feeling it now, Gareth. So this little...
I'm
jealous that you can eat anything and look like that, Sia. What the hell? That is ridiculous.
Not anymore. This This macaroon top has to go. I just feel it now on my side. So yeah,
you're that friend. No, you're that friend at a party where everyone rolls their eyes when you say things like that. Right. Oh, I just need to get rid of the last little bit. Oh, yeah.
Those thin model girls who talk about, I just can't believe how fat I am. Yeah, please. Do me a favor.
At least I have that working against me, because otherwise all I have going for me is the fact that I'm just going to print a photo of my ex and put it on the punching bag. You see, there's certain things, hits and misses with us.
Well, good stuff, Sia. I'm pleased that you're acting on the one thing for the week. And every week we will give you one more thing to add to your schedule so that by the end of this year, we've all got accomplishments we didn't know we would have. CliffCentral.com